今天我的讲题是基督的大能和再来。
The title for today's message is The Power and Coming of Christ.
经文是在彼得后书第一章第十六节到第十八节。
And the passage is from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 to 18.
彼得后书第一章第十六节，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从拐巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的荣威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。我们同他在圣山的时候亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain.
我在彼得后书第一章第一节到第十五节，彼得谈到最基本的真理。
In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 15, Peter talked about fundamental truths.
他说一个人在基督里的生命是从这个信心开始的。
He said that a person's life that is in Christ begins with faith.
我有了这个信心之后，
And after they have faith.
然后他必须要借着神的大能，把这个属灵的美德建立起来。
And through the power of God, then the individual needs to build up his spiritual virtues.
以致他的生命结出这个属灵的果子来。
So in his life, he may bear the spiritual fruits.
那么刚才我们所看那段经文，谈到另外一个话题。
And the passage that we just read speaks of another topic.
那么这里这段经文谈到主耶稣的大能和他再来的事情。
And here it speaks of the power and the coming of Christ.
然后我曾经讲过彼得后书有的大纲有三大点。
I had mentioned before that there are three major themes in 2 Peter.
然后第一点就是基督徒在基督里当有的生命。
First is the life that a Christian ought to have in Christ.
然后第二点呢，就是讲到这个假先知和假教师的教导。
Second is the teaching of the false prophets and false teachers.
那么第三点就是谈到这个主耶稣再来的事情。
And thirdly is the coming of Christ.
而彼得后书他的目的就是要抵挡这假先知和假教师的教导。
And the purpose of 2 Peter is to be in opposition to the false teachers and false prophets.
特别是关于主耶稣再来的事情。
Especially concerning the coming of Christ.
所以彼得劝勉基督徒在神的真理上要站立得稳。
So Peter exhorts Christians to stand firm in God's truth.
不只要站立得稳。
And not only do they stand firm.
也要在生命里面表现出基督的样式。
But in their lives, they need to reveal Christ.
有了这些的时候，彼得说就能够抵挡这个假先知和假教师的教导。
And with these, then Peter says, then you could oppose the teaching of the false teachers and false prophets.
那么当时的基督徒受到这些假先知和假教师的诱惑。
And the Christians at that time were lured by the false teachers and false prophets.
那么这些假先知和假教师他们说。
And these false teachers and prophets said.
主耶稣不是那位大能的神，而且他不会再来的。
That Jesus Christ is not the Almighty God and He will not come again.
所以为了使到信徒在这个真理上能够站立得稳。
So for the sake of Christians, so that they could stand firm in the truth.
然后彼得肯定他们说主耶稣是那位大能的神。
Peter affirms that Jesus Christ is the powerful God.
那么他的再来不是捏造的虚言。
And his second coming is not a cleverly devised myth.
所以在十六节彼得怎么说?
So in verse 16, Peter says,
他说我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从拐巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
那彼得说主耶稣的大能和他的再来是又真又实的事情。
So Peter says that the power and the coming of Jesus Christ is a truth.
啊，不是假先知或者假教师啊，那个所谓的虚言或神话故事。
So it's not a cleverly devised tale.
他说主耶稣的大能和再来是有根据的。
So he says that his coming has a basis.
那么是根据旧约圣经的预言所说。
It's according to the prophecies of the Old Testament.
也根据他们亲身所经历过的。
And also it's according to what they have personally experienced.
那么这些使徒们包括彼得在内。
So these apostles, including Peter,
他们说从前我们所传给你们的不是捏造出来的神话故事。
So he said that what we have preached to you is not some cleverly devised myths.
是有根据的。
It has real foundation.
是根据旧约圣经的预言。
It is based on the prophecies of the Old Testament.
和我们所经历过的。
And that which we have experienced.
因为当时的圣经就只有这个旧约圣经。
Because at that time, the Old Testament only had the Old Testament.
所以使徒们所传的就是这个旧约圣经。
So what the apostles preached was the Old Testament.
所以使徒们把这个关于主耶稣的预言啊，曾经告诉过他们。
So the apostles told them about the things that are concerning Jesus Christ.
然后根据这些预言，主耶稣是那位创造天地万物的主。
And for according to these prophecies, that Jesus Christ is the creator of heaven and earth.
那么在这个宇宙万物还没有被创造之前，他已经存在了。
And before the creation of heaven and earth, he existed.
所以在诗篇三十三篇第六节这么说。
So in Psalm 33:6 it says,
他说诸天借耶和华的命而造。万象借他口中的气而成。
By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts.
我请注意英文的翻译。
Please note the English translation.
By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. 所以现在我们来看约翰福音第一章第一节到第三节。
And if we turn to John chapter 1 verses 1 to 3.
太初有道，道与神同在。道就是神，直到太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
所以英文翻译你会看到这个 Word 它们的相似。
So, in English translation, you see the similarity in the word.
因为在诗篇三十三篇谈到这个 word.
Because in Psalm 33, it speaks of the word.
那么在约翰福音第一章也谈到这个 word.
And John chapter 1, it also speaks of the word.
是指同样的事情。
It's referring to the same thing.
也就是这位主耶稣。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就是这位创造天地万物的神。
Lord Jesus is the creator of heaven and earth.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
因为圣经说万物是借着他造的。
Because the Bible tells us that through him was all things made.
那么在约翰福音第一章第十四节怎么说？
And in John chapter 1 verse 14 it says,
道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以在两千年前的时候，这位创造天地万物的神来到这个地上。
So 2,000 years ago, the Creator God who created heaven and earth came to earth.
也就是这位主耶稣，他来到这个地上。
And that is in the person of Jesus Christ who came to the earth.
那么住在人中间。
He dwelt among us.
因为使徒亲眼看过主耶稣所行的神迹。
And the apostle had personally witnessed the miracles that was performed.
然后他们看过主耶稣喂饱了五千个人。
They saw Jesus Christ feeding the 5,000.
他们也看到耶稣使到一个生出来瞎眼的人看见。
And they also saw Jesus healing the man who was born blind.
然后使到一个瘸腿的人能够行走。
And healing the cripple so that he can walk again.
使到一个死去的人复活过来。
And causing a person who died to rise again.
最后他们也看到主耶稣自己本身从死里复活过来。
And finally, they themselves saw Jesus rise again from the dead.
所以彼得说，我们所说的不是一些捏造出来的神话故事。
So Peter says that we do not follow cleverly devised tales.
是根据这个旧约圣经所说的。
But it is according to the Old Testament.
不止根据旧约圣经所说，我们也亲眼看过。
Now, according to what the Old Testament says, we are ourselves are eyewitnesses.
所以彼得说，这个不是神话故事。
So Peter says that these are not some tales or myths.
是有历史根据的。
There's historical foundations.
是他本身跟使徒们亲身经历过的。
It's something that they themselves, the apostles, have experienced.
所以今天还有不少的人以为这本圣经是神话故事。
Today, many people consider the Bible as myths.
这本圣经不是神话故事。
The Bible is not a myth.
而是神在人类的历史当中所做的启示。
But it's a revelation that God has revealed among men throughout history.
所以在过去所发生的事情。
So the things that has happened in the past.
特别是以色列人的历史。
Especially the history of the Israelites.
都被记载在这本圣经里面。
They're all recorded here in Scripture.
因为彼得亲身亲眼看到耶稣所做的。
Because Peter was an eyewitness of what Jesus has done.
他才亲身自己经历过主耶稣的神性。
And he personally have experienced the divine nature of God.
他经历到主耶稣的大能。
He experienced Jesus' great power.
所以当彼得写这个彼得后书的时候。
So when Peter was writing 2 Peter,
他把所看见的、所经历的把它写下来。
He wrote down what he saw, what he experienced.
以致将来的人能够认识这位大能的神。
So the people in the future come to know this great God.
那么除了基督的大能。
And besides the power of Christ.
然后彼得说基督的再来也是真的。
Peter says that the coming of Christ is also real.
所以在彼得后书第一章第16节到18节这么说。
So in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16 to 18 it says.
他说我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从拐巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.But we were eyewitnesses of His Majesty.
然后他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
For when He received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to Him by the majestic glory.This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
所以在这里彼得谈到这个登山变相的事情。
So here Peter speaks of the time of transfiguration.
所以当主耶稣把自己要到耶路撒冷受难的事情告诉门徒之后。
So after Jesus told his disciples that of his coming suffering,
那么过了六天之后
After 6 days,
他带了门徒彼得、雅各跟约翰到山上去。
He brought Peter, James and John to the mountain.
所以在山上主耶稣在他们的面前变了形象。
And on the mountain, Jesus before his disciples was transfigured.
那么圣经说脸面明亮如日头。
And the Bible tells us that glory shone from him.
衣裳洁白如光。
And his clothes became white.
然后突然间，摩西跟以利亚显现在他们的面前。
And suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared before them.
所以主耶稣登山变相的事情是彼得亲眼看过的。
So the transfiguration is something that, that Peter himself experienced.
他亲身经历过的。
He experienced himself.
所以他把所看见的、所经历过，把它记下来。
So he records what he saw and what he experienced.
所以彼得告诉当时的、信徒。
So Peter tells the believers.
他们所相信的不是神话故事。
That what they believe is not some folktale or myths.
然后其实也告诉我们彼得所说的不是神话故事。
He's also telling us that what Peter is saying is not just some tales.
而是真实的事情。
But it's real.
所以不要受到这个假先知、假教书、假教师的影响。
So do not be influenced by false teachers and false prophets.
而且彼得说主耶稣将会再来。
And Peter says that Jesus will come again.
所以从这个登山变相的事情、彼得所经历的有四方面。
So from the transfiguration, Peter experienced four things.
因为彼得看到而且经历到神的荣耀。
Because Peter saw and experienced God's glory.
因为当主耶稣变形象的时候，圣经说他的脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
Because it says that when Jesus was transfigured, his glory shone.
什么是神的荣耀？
What is God's glory?
那么旧约圣经里面提到摩西在那棵燃烧不尽的小树面前看到神的荣耀。
And the Old Testament records that, Moses saw God's glory before the burning bush.
那么当神呼召以赛亚出来侍奉的时候。
And when, God called Isaiah to come out and to serve.
那么以赛亚在圣殿里面看到神的荣光。
And Isaiah saw the glory of the Lord in the temple.
然后同时也看到自己的罪恶和神的圣洁。
And he also saw his own sins and God's holiness.
那么先知以西结也曾经经历过神的荣耀。
And the prophet Ezekiel also experienced God's glory.
那么当所罗门王把这个建好的圣殿献给神的时候。
When Solomon was dedicating the temple to the Lord.
然后圣经说圣殿里面充满了神的荣光。
The Bible tells us that the temple was filled with God's glory.
那么在旧约时代的时候，人跟神的关系似乎好像有道墙一样。
In the Old Testament, people and God, people's relationship with God as though there's a wall between.
所以人不能够直接的来到神的面前。
Man cannot come directly to God.
他们必须要借助这个祭司才能够亲近神。
They must draw near to God through the priest.
所以他们的经历跟彼得当时的经历不一样。
So their experience is very different from Peter's experience.
因为彼得在这位道成肉身的神的面前经历到神的荣耀。
Because Peter experienced God's glory through the incarnate Christ.
所以我们看这个约翰福音第一章第十四节他的意思的时候我们就明白。
So when we look at John chapter 1 verse 14, we can understand.
所以道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以道成肉身的意思就是指那位创造宇宙万物的神来到这个世界上。
So, the word became flesh as God coming to this world.
他成为一个人，他的名字叫做耶稣，来到这个世界上。
He became a man named Jesus, and he came to the world.
然后住在人中间，彰显他的荣耀。
He lived among us and revealed his glory.
所以当时彼得、雅各跟约翰经历到神的荣耀。
So at that time, Peter, John, and James experienced God's glory.
那么神的荣耀或者基督的荣耀是这个约翰福音其中的一个主题。
And God's glory or the glory of Christ is one of the top themes of John.
因为这本福音书谈到主耶稣在众人的面前彰显他的荣耀。
Because this book of the gospel tells us how Jesus revealed his glory among men.
那位创造天地万物的神成为一个人。
And the creator of heaven and earth became man.
来到这个世上，在人的面前显现他的荣耀。
He came to this world and revealed his glory.
所以当主耶稣在迦拿这个婚宴把水变成酒的时候。
So when Jesus turned water into wine in Cana.
所以在约翰福音第二章第十一节这么说。
And John chapter 2 verse 11 it says.
啊，这是耶稣所行的头一个一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的。显出他的荣耀，他们的门徒就信了他。
This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
所以因着耶稣所行的神迹，他的荣耀被彰显出来。
And because of the miracle that Jesus has done, his glory was revealed.
所以门徒因此相信了他。
And therefore the disciples believed in him.
那水变酒是主耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
Turning water into wine was the first miracle that Jesus did.
然后除此之外，我们看到主耶稣喂饱了五千个人。
And besides this, we see that Jesus fed the 5,000.
啊，他治好一个生来瞎眼的人。
He healed a man who was born blind.
使到一个瘸腿的人能够行走。
And he healed the crippled.
然后使到一个已经死去的人复活过来。
And he raised the dead.
然后最后圣经说他自己从死里复活过来。
And finally, the Bible tells us that he rose himself.
所以主耶稣所行的神迹彰显了他的荣耀和他的大能。
So the miracles that Jesus did revealed his glory and his power.
也证明他是那位创造宇宙万物的真神。
And proved that he is the creator God who created heaven and earth.
因为只有神能够使一个死去的人活过来。
Because only God can raise the dead.
只有神能够使到自己从死里复活过来。
And only God can raise himself from the dead.
因为生命是从他而来的。
Because life comes from him.
那么第二方面，这个登山变相。
And second, the transfiguration.
啊，彼得、雅各跟约翰不只看到神的荣耀。
Peter, James, and John, not only did they see God's glory.
那么在那个时候，他们听到神的声音。
They heard God's voice.
因为他们听到神的声音告诉他们说。
Because they heard God's voice telling them.
他说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
He said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
所以不止彼得一个人看见和经历到。
So not only Peter himself heard and experienced.
还有其他两位，就是雅各跟约翰。
James and John also were there.
啊，这说明登山变相的事情啊，存有充分的证据。
So we see that the transfiguration is complete with witnesses.
所以很多时候，当圣经强调一件事情的时候
，oftentimes when the Bible emphasizes certain things,
啊，要证明的时候
，and it wants to testify to it,
啊，都会超过两个人的见证。
There will be more than two witnesses.
所以登山变相除了彰显主的荣耀
，so the transfiguration not only does it reveal God's glory.
也肯定门徒说，这位主耶稣是那位创造宇宙万物的神。
And also affirms that Jesus Christ is the Creator God.
因为在如果你看圣经的话，你发觉到在主耶稣还没有登山变相之前
，If you look at the Bible and before the Transfiguration，
然后主耶稣曾经问过门徒一个问题。
Jesus asked the disciples something.
也就是在马太福音第十六章第十三到第十四节。
And it's from Matthew chapter 16 verses 13 to 14.
所以耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?"
啊，他们说有人说是施洗约翰
，and they said some say John the Baptist.
那有人说是以利亚
，and others Elijah.
啊，又有人说是耶利米
，but still others Jeremiah.
或是先知里面的一位
，or one of the prophets.
那么耶稣说，你们说我是谁
？He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?"
所以彼得，西门彼得回答说，你是基督。是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
所以彼得回答的非常好。
So what Peter said in response was very good.
那么后来 主耶稣在登山边上肯定着彼得。
And during the transfiguration, Jesus affirmed Peter.
他就是那位永生神的儿子，那位创造宇宙万物的神。
He is the son of the living God and the creator God.
所以第三点，登山变相的事情，彼得不只看到神的荣耀。
So thirdly, concerning the transfiguration, not only did Peter see God's glory,
也听到神的声音。
And he heard the voice of God.
同时也看到摩西跟以利亚显现在他们的面前。
He also saw Moses and Elijah appearing before them.
然后在旧约圣经里面，摩西是代表律法。
And the Old Testament, Moses represented the law.
而以利亚是代表先知。
And Elijah represented the prophets.
因为刚才我说过，当时的圣经就是这个摩西的律法和这个先知书。
And as I mentioned before, the Bible back then was the law of Moses and the prophets.
所以使徒所用的圣经就是这个旧约圣经。
So the Bible that the apostles used was the Old Testament.
因为旧约圣经基本上就是摩西的律法和先知书。
So the Old Testament mainly is just the law and the prophets.
那么摩西的律法和这个先知书后来成为教会的旧约圣经。
And the law of Moses and the prophets became the Old Testament.
所以借助这个旧约圣经和神的启示。
And through the Old Testament and God's revelation.
那么使徒后来就写了这个新约圣经。
The apostles wrote the New Testament.
所以今天我们手上这本圣经有旧约跟新约。
So today the Bible that we have has the Old Testament and the New Testament.
你看旧约的时候。
When you look at the Old Testament.
你会发觉到旧约谈到一位神名叫耶和华。
You see that there's a God named Jehovah.
也经常谈到有一位弥赛亚将会再来，将会要来。
And it also speaks of a Messiah that's coming.
所以对于当时的信徒来说，
So for the believers at that time,
因为他们只有这个旧约圣经，
Because they only had the Old Testament.
所以不能够完全明白谁是，到底谁是耶稣。
So they can't understand truly who Jesus Christ was.
所以他们不像我们。
They're not like us.
我们有这个旧约圣经跟新约圣经。
We have both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我们能够看到神整个救恩的大蓝图。
We could see the complete blueprint of God's salvation.
所以当彼得写这个彼得后书的时候和前书。
So when Peter wrote First and Second Peter.
他是根据旧约圣经所说的。
He's writing according to what the Old Testament says.
也就是讲到这位旧约圣经那位耶和华神。
And that is the Old Testament speak of the Jehovah God.
也就是讲到这位旧约圣经里所说的弥赛亚。
And also it's speaking of the Messiah that was spoken of in the Old Testament.
他在2000年的时候他来到这个地上。
That 2000 years ago he came to the world.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
His name was Jesus.
所以耶稣是那位大能的神。
So Jesus is Almighty God.
他不只是那位大能的神。
Not only was he the Almighty God.
那彼得说他将来还要再来。
Peter says that he will come again.
还有第四点，这个登山变相的事情。
And fourthly, the transfiguration.
那么除了谈到神的荣耀和他的大能。
Besides speaking of God's power and his glory.
然后登山变相是一个预言。
The transfiguration is a preview.
你知道什么是预言吗？
Do you know what a preview is?
你到电影院去看电影的时候。
When you go see a movie.
在电影还没有开始之前，他们会就是给你看一些很多预言，是不是？
Before the movie starts, you see a lot of previews.
Preview 就是说这部电影大概是这样的。
So preview tells a little bit about a movie.
所以登山变相就好像主耶稣将来再来的一个预言。
So the transfiguration is as a preview of Jesus' second coming.
所以当时的基督徒他们在信仰上面对一个问题，很大的问题，而且是一个危机。
So, the Christians back then was coming to a crisis relating to their faith.
因为假先知跟假教师跟他们说，主耶稣不会再来。
Because the false teachers and false prophets tell them that Jesus will not come again.
就好像如果有一个人走到我们教会当中说主耶稣不会再来的。
Just as if someone came among us and said Jesus is not coming again.
所以当时彼得为了克服这个问题。
So, for the sake of overcoming this problem.
所以彼得告诉他们不要听这些假先知假教师的教导。
Peter tells them, do not listen to the teachings of these false teachers and false prophets.
因为在旧约圣经里面已经预言说主耶稣将会第二次再来。
Because in the Old Testament, he already prophesied Jesus' second coming.
因为而且加上使徒们所听见所看见的证明先知所说的是没有错的。
And adding to that fact that what the apostles are seeing and experience, that it's true.
所以当主耶稣复活之后
So after Jesus resurrected.
而且升到天上去之后
And after his ascension.
所以当时的门徒往天上看
At that time, the apostles looked up to heaven.
然后突然间有两个天使向他们说话
Suddenly two angels came and spoke to them.
他说加利利人啊你们为什么站坐望天呢这离开你们被升界天的耶稣你们见他怎样往天上去他还要怎样来
They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking to the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
所以登山变相不只是主耶稣要再来的一个预言。
So the transfiguration is not just a preview of Jesus' second coming.
那么彼得跟雅各跟约翰也尝试到跟主同在那种美好。
Peter, James, and John also experienced the wonders and the goodness of being with the Lord.
所以当时彼得说主啊我们在这里多好。
And Peter said, Lord, it is good for us to be here.
你知道当我们跟主同在的时候是很美好的事情吗
Do you know that when we're with the Lord, it's a very good thing?
啊，当你跟主耶稣，当你跟神亲近的时候，是很美好的事情。
When you draw near to God, that's a very good thing.
所以当时彼得他跟耶稣同在的时候，亲近的时候，他说这是多么好的事情。
So when Peter was close to our Lord, he said this is a good thing.
啊，就好像保罗在腓立比书说。我宁愿与主同在，因为那是好得无比的事情。
And just as what Paul said, that it is better, far better thing to be with the Lord.
所以主耶稣再来的事情，对于我们来说是一件美好的事情。
So Jesus coming again to us is a very good thing.
啊，他将会带来给我们盼望和那个荣耀。
He will bring us hope and glory.
就好像启示录21章第一节到第二节这么说。
Just as Revelation 21 verses 1 to 2 says.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth.For the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband.
然后我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
然后神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain.The first things have passed away.
这个是主耶稣再来的时候带来的美好。
And this is the goodness that Jesus will bring at his second coming.
所以主耶稣是那位全能的神。
So Jesus is the all-powerful God.
他是那位创造天地万物的主。
He is the God who created heaven and earth.
他会将来 回来审判这个世界。
He will come again to judge the world.
把这个荣耀和盼望带给我们。
And give glory and hope to men.
让我们安静下来，用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and spend some time to meditate on today's message.
Many people thought this book was a mythological story.
Many people consider the Bible as myth.
但是这本圣经不是神话故事。
But this Bible is not a myth.
而是神的话语。
It is God's words.
神在历史当中的启示。
And God's revelation throughout history.
这本圣经是可以相信的。
And this Bible is worthy of our trust.
是可靠的。
It is trustworthy.
也是我们信心的基础。
And it's also the foundation of our faith.
因为这本圣经告诉我们这位真神。
Because this Bible tells us of the true God.
他是这位创造宇宙万物的神。
He is a creator God who created heaven and earth.
在2000年前的时候他成为一个人。
And 2000 years ago, he became man.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
他在人的面前彰显神的荣耀。
He revealed his glory before men.
那么这本圣经还说主耶稣有一天将会再来。
And the Bible also tells us that Jesus will come again.
他会再来审判这个世界。
He will come again to judge the world.
他会把盼望带给那些得救的人。
And he will bring hope to those who are saved.
你是否有得到这个盼望？
Have you received this hope?
你是否有做好准备等待耶稣的再来？
Are you prepared for the second coming of Christ?
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
我们也感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
We also thank you for giving us your word.
以致我们能够认识你。
So that we can come to know you.
以致我们能够知道过去、现在和将来。
So that we may know the past, the present, the future.
我们知道耶稣有一天将会再来审判这个世界。
We know that Jesus will come again to judge the world.
主啊，求你赐给我们信心。
Lord, please give us faith.
坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
相信你所说的。
So we may believe what you have said.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.